Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Authorities in Oklahoma are investigating a deadly shooting at a medical building in Tulsa.
We have four civilians that are dead. We have one shooter that is dead.
That's Deputy Police Chief Eric Daglish speaking at a news conference. The shooting occurred at the Natalie Medical Building at a hospital campus of the St. Francis Health System. Police believe the gunman took his own life. They say he had a handgun and a rifle. A motive for the attack is under investigation. The building where the shooting took place housed an outpatient surgery center and a breast health center. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is asking state lawmakers to set up special committees in response to last week's deadly shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde. Joseph Leahy with Texas Public Radio reports.
Governor Abbott wants lawmakers in the House and Senate to consider measures on mental health, social media, police training, firearm safety, and school safety. In a letter, he said the two committees will be informed by findings from ongoing investigations into the massacre that killed 19 students and two teachers. Democrats and a few Republican lawmakers have called on Abbott to reconvene the legislature to pass laws before the next session begins in January. The Republican governor on Tuesday declared a disaster in Uvalde to expedite assistance for residents devastated by the tragedy. Funerals for the 21 victims, which began Tuesday, are expected to continue into next week. I'm Joseph Leahy in Austin.
A police officer in Chicago was critically injured yesterday after being shot while officers attempted to make a traffic stop on the city's south side. Authorities say two officers in a squad car were fired upon as the suspect's vehicle slowed and moved side by side with the police vehicle. The wounded officer was behind the wheel. Police say the suspect vehicle then crashed and those inside fled on foot. The chief operating officer at Facebook is stepping down from Meta, Facebook's parent company. NPR's Bobby Allen says Sheryl Sandberg is credited with helping to build the social media platform into one of the largest advertising companies in the world.
Sandberg came to Facebook a seasoned advertising executive 14 years ago. At the time, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg was in his 20s and inexperienced. Sandberg was often called the adult in the room. She oversaw advertising strategy, hiring and firing, and other big picture management tasks Zuckerberg didn't want to do. Sandberg wrote the best-selling book Lean In, which encourages women to become more assertive in the workplace. And that made her into something of an executive celebrity. She used those skills to lobby lawmakers and regulators when Facebook has found itself engulfed in scandal over the years. Sandberg will officially leave this fall. She remains on Facebook's board. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Dow futures are up 102 points this morning. This is NPR News from Washington. The World Health Organization says it believes a coronavirus outbreak in North Korea is worsening. The chief of emergencies at the WHO, Dr. Mike Ryan, is urging Pyongyang to provide more details about the outbreak to help doctors evaluate the broader scope of the public health risks. The government of North Korea has insisted the spread of COVID-19 is slowing without widespread vaccinations and lockdowns. South Korea's conservative ruling party is celebrating victory in local elections. NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Seoul says the results give a boost to the country's president, Yoon Sung-yeol, who took office last month.
The ruling People Power Party won 12 out of 17 races for mayors and governors, including the biggest cities Seoul and Busan. Voter turnout of 51% was the second lowest ever for local elections. The opposition Democratic Party is in disarray following back-to-back losses in presidential and local elections, but they still hold a supermajority in parliament, which keeps President Yoon's power in check. Yoon has pledged to lower property taxes and help small businesses recover from the pandemic. Yoon's approval ratings climbed following his summit with President Joe Biden last month. The two promised to tighten the U.S.-South Korea alliance and step up joint military exercises to deter North Korea. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
A judge in Puerto Rico is ordering the arrest of the mayor and the finance director of the city of Mayagüez. The two are accused of diverting $9 million in public funds. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.